Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
And the problem for this, the problem for people who think this way, is that all their time, their money, their energy, often their doctor's energy, unfortunately, is going to be focused upon their presenting complaint. For instance, when you come in with a problem in the eye, because, say, you're developing a retinal issue, common sense dictates that your focus should go to all the things you need to do to help your eye. And every one of your questions is going to be oriented along the lines of what to do about your eye. Now, the truth is your eye is connected to your liver. The truth is that your eye is going to be negatively influenced if you cleanse your teeth at night. The truth is that if your gallbladder is plugged because your diet's been off or you've just never flushed, well, then the drainage ports of the eye are going to get clogged with mucus. And those drainage ports can increase the optic pressures. Those drainage ports can decrease the rate at which, say, the lens removes proteins it doesn't want there, thus leading to cataracts. If from a psychological standpoint, your concern about your eye has nothing to do with psyche, but from the psychological standpoint, because often during the day you're so frustrated, you end up squinting all day long or frowning all day long, the rate at which the eye, through the canal of Schlemm, drains the optic fluids leads to blockage. Now, I could go on and on and on about how your focal concern about your eye is related to dozens, if not hundreds, of other things that have nothing to do with the eye. Most importantly, the centers of the brain, and that's what we're going to get into today, the centers of the brain run the entire body. So if you have a problem with your heart, you've got to look up at the centers of the brain that control the heart. And in the end, what you realize is that the notion of a focal therapy, the notion that there's going to be a single abiding cause of your problem that relates to some therapy about the organ you're concerned about, this is a myth. And this is where people really run askew. Now, this myth abounds. Consistently, I'm going to appeal to you to look at it very, very differently. This is really what we mean by holistic. When we say holistic medicine, we mean honor what I'm about to explain. But in practice, people rarely do. Somehow, it's counterintuitive to think that the concern you have about your heart or your eye or your low back or your ovaries or your digestion, somehow it still remains extremely counterintuitive that the causes have nothing to do with the area of concern. This is why I say to you, feed the pot of health and forget about the focal concern. And I don't want to take that too extreme. It's an okay thing for you to address that problem with your eye as focal to your eye. If your optic pressures are increased and your doctor tells you you're bordering on glaucoma, well, it's one thing to take eye drops to reduce that optic pressure. But as is almost always the case, those eye drops have a limited effect. And so people then go to the second and third focal therapy for the eye, leading to surgery and then another surgery, canaloplasties. I'm just using the eye as an example, but you can do this with any one of your concerns. It starts with therapy one, focal to your concern, and it keeps moving along there until you start to get to extreme focal therapies, instead of understanding that everything is connected to everything, and usually up in the head is a message that that organ isn't getting. And unless we look at it that way, and the myriad of causes and the infinite number of interrelations, we don't move the ball. Now, that's the real holistic model. Well, if that's the case, then why do most people spend time trying to pick the herb that's right for their symptom, you see? I find that people will nod their head and say, yes, that sounds like a great holistic perspective. Now, what herb should I take for my atrial fibrillation or for my eye issue? Or what herb should I take for my joint pain? And again, it's proving what I'm trying to say. We don't really understand how everything is connected to everything and how the head runs the feet. Well, let's dive into this concept today. If you get to the website, that's straighttalk.cc, not .com, I've got today's show, 377, I've got 14 pictures. All right, now here's 14 pictures. And the picture I want you to take a look at first, it's just a general one. Let's take a look at picture number 9. And that's the side of someone's head. It's a sagittal cut into someone's head. And there's a couple of things you want to look at in that picture if you're on the website. If you're not, get to it as soon as you can. And take a look at the show and study it. And take a look at the pituitary gland. Take a look at the hypothalamus and take a look at the pineal gland. Now, if you're not getting cooperation between those three glands, and what does that mean? Then what's ever going on in your heart that you want to correct, focal to the heart, is sort of a futile therapy, semi-futile. That heart is receiving messages from those three centers that direct everything that the body's going to do in the natural mechanism of life to regenerate the heart, to correct the imbalance, long before perhaps you even know there is an imbalance. Definitely, once you do know there's an imbalance, those three centers are working hard to do so. Now, hard in what way? Well, the glandular system, the endocrine system, is controlled by hypothalamus, pituitary, and pineal. And one picogram, one tiny infinitesimal drop of what those glands secrete, controlled by the hypothalamus and the pituitary and the pineal, has a massive effect on the physiology of the cell. So if your heart, we'll use the heart now, not the eye, if your heart is in some state of disarray, you're going into congestive heart failure, you're plaquing up extensively into the coronary artery, the valves of the heart, mitral and aortic, are starting to become regurgitant. They're starting to become stenotic. Your rhythms are such that your cardiologist is concerned, and thus perhaps a pacemaker is on the way. You've got some sort of cardiomyopathy, meaning just degeneration of the heart tissue. It may be infectiously related, and nobody can seem to stop the progression. See, I just listed a bunch of issues people deal with the heart. We could go on to cardiovascular system, but the point is, when you're just looking at the heart and not understanding that the glands that are going to affect the regenerative capacities of the heart are controlled by the hypothalamus, pituitary, and pineal, well, then you can see why you've got to go outside focal therapy to get where you have to go. Now, let's take a closer look at these tissues. Let's take a look at the pineal. Let's take a look at the hypothalamus. I want you to go to picture 12. Actually, picture 11 would do you better. Those of you driving in the car or those unable to get to the site, do it later. straighttalk.cc. Show 377. Right now, what we're describing, what some of you are looking at, and for the rest I'll describe, is a blow-up of the relationship, the picture between the pituitary gland sitting in the sphenoid bone of the cranium, attached to that part of the brain we call the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus then, in this picture, that's a Frank Netter picture, wonderful, brilliant medical illustrator, that hypothalamus is divided into its various nuclei, meaning each one of those different colored sections of the hypothalamus does a different thing. Each one of those different colored sections is getting different types of messages through your nerves, through your autonomic nerves, and we'll get to that in a second, connecting to those different colored areas, and then from those different colored areas, commands, again, through the nerves, the ingoing nerves that bring in the sensory information and the outgoing nerves that tell your cell what to do. In this case, that tells the heart cell what to do. It's centered right there in that junction box. Suppose that junction box not working. Suppose something happens to it. Suppose its encasement. Suppose its encasement through the sphenoid bone is dysregulated, and the incoming messages and the outgoing messages get skewed. Suppose the incoming messages are skewed to begin with, because the wires going in, the autonomic nerves going in and out, are also not transmitting correctly. So the concept here for you to understand, whether you're talking about the heart, the eye, the nose, the ears, the lungs, the kidneys, the testicles, the ovaries, the uterus, the bladder, the small intestine, the large intestine, the liver, the gallbladder, the concept here for you to understand is that you can focus on the cell of the organ in question. So today we're talking about, well, for momentarily, we're talking about the heart. You can focus on the heart. Doctor, what do I do about my heart? I heard I have heart problems. The testing said I have heart disease. It's ensuing. I don't want it to get worse. What can I do? Or do I need an operation, a surgery, because it's gotten that bad? We can focus on that, or we can understand that long before, during, and after, you apply your focal therapy. What you didn't apply, what's been overlooked, is that there are sensory messages, nerves picking up information in and around your heart that are going up to the brain. Are they being transmitted correctly? And then processed in the hypothalamus, is that happening correctly? And then are the outgoing messages being transmitted correctly, if at all? Now look at that. If you can appreciate that, you can understand then the point why the head runs the feet and why focal therapy is often useless. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I am a health practitioner. I am a doctor. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Take a look at 377 hours. Doesn't cost you anything to do that. And listen to the concepts behind how the body heals. Listen to the concepts and the strategies and the perspectives, the perceptions necessary to take yourself to a higher level of health. Because that's the way it works. It doesn't really work the other way. We have hundreds and thousands and millions of sick Americans, and they don't heal to their expectations because the perspectives are off. They have been fed. You